Since about the year 2000, we've been using Legall's iodine extensively in our work. And we do this for a number of reasons. We decided to use Legall's for a number of reasons. Number one, it was our finding in our research that many, many cancer patients find themselves deficient in any one of four minerals: iodine, selenium, magnesium, and potassium. Iodine has extra benefits to its use, which is why we decided to employ it. Not only is it a very powerful antipathogen, which is important because cancer is very opportunistic, and this is why cancer patients often have infections and have a higher count normal of various parasites. This is why Hulda Clark focused quite exclusively on liver flukes. So there's the issue of opportunistic pathogens that's always at play when you're dealing with advanced cases of cancer. So that's number one. Now it's important whenever we talk about Legall's. Here's a bottle that we have that's 7%. For legal reasons, we can't sell this in the United States. We only sell up to 2.2%. There's a DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency law that prevents us from selling more than 2.2% if it's in excess of 1 ounce. So we sell all our versions of Legall's in the United States, but anything over 2.2% has to be not in excess of 30 milliliter or an ounce. But there's very important to note the distinction between a maintenance dose and a therapeutic dose. Maintenance dose, one drop of even 2.2 is sufficient to get daily to get regular iodine supplementation. It's important to note that iodine, kind of like vitamin C, Legall's, they're different. Obviously, iodine is an oxidizing agent and vitamin C is antioxidant, but it's important to note that you don't start. It's not like iron where you could have a certain source of it where you don't have to take it every day. Iodine is something that has to be regularly in the diet because your body's using it all the time. All your blood is circulated through the thyroid every 17 minutes. It's constantly taking out pathogens that can create further health problems. So it's really vital that you have a regular source of iodine in the diet. And in our experience, most people are at least mildly. The majority of people who are on a Western diet now, perhaps it wasn't always this way, but now, are at least mildly iodine deficient. I talk about this on the Legall's page. In fact, really, if you're going to use our Legall's, you should really read our Legall's page. It's altcancer.com/lugols.htm. You should read the Legall's page thoroughly. We talk there about this relationship. And this is where your high school chemistry course comes in handy. Remember the periodic table? Second column from the right next to the noble gases, those are your halogens. The higher weight halogens displace lower weight halogens. So in the case of iodine, a plentiful regular intake of iodine will displace the three lower weight halogens, which of course would be chlorine, fluorine, and bromine. And this is important because you're bombarded by all three of those in the industrial grades used today are toxic, every single one of them. Chlorine, fluorine, and bromine. It's amazing that 20 or 30 years ago, it used to be that salt has been iodinized, used to be that bakers put iodine in the bread and it was replaced with bromine, which is a poison. Iodine is needed for the normal function of the thyroid. And what's the relationship between bromine and the thyroid? Well, it's toxic. So what you're doing also by taking Legall's, an extra added benefit is that you're displacing these lower weight halogens, which are toxic. I talk about fluorine extensively elsewhere. It's a neurotoxin, horrible thing. Total nonsense that it, you know, will eliminate cavities. This is total garbage, total fake science. So this is the reason that we carry it, and it's really important to understand it. I encourage you to read our Legall's page so that you have a better understanding of the benefits of taking Legall's iodine. It's also good if there's with the increased radiation from Fukushima. It helps It helps support thyroid function, which is important because of the presence of all of these various radioactive isotopes. The other thing to remember is, keep it in a safe place. You should read our instructions as to how to take the bottle that we send and put it in the dropper bottle, but it's a very simple thing. So I really encourage you to read it. It's something that really everybody should know about. It's one of those things, it's one of a handful of things that we've dealt with out of the hundreds and hundreds of products that we've carried over the years that I say should be in everybody's medicine cabinet. It's that important. One other thing I wanted to add. For 18 months I lived in Guayaquil. It's just south of the equator, very hot and humid, and on three separate occasions I had food poisoning. And all three times I took Legall's iodine, and it knocked it right out. If you do get salmonella, which is very common, salmonella tends to congregate in the part of the stomach near the esophagus. So when you take Legall's, if you have food poisoning, the most common forms of food poisoning, it goes into the stomach and instantly starts killing those bacteria. So it's something that should be first line of defense if you have any kind of instance of food poisoning. So for the instance, for taking care of food poisoning, if and when you have it, because of the benefits of halogen displacement, because of the fact that iodine needs to be taken regularly, it's not something that's stored in the body, it doesn't have the storage capability that, let us say, that iron has, and because of the fact that it takes out opportunistic pathogens, it should be something that everybody knows about. It should be something that's part of your body of knowledge of effective alternative compounds and therapies.